This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of the USA Prepares. Captain John Reagan's with us. Captain John, I want to make a comment. I'd love to hear your reaction. So I've been a member of Sam's Club for, I think, 26 years. And, several years ago, they implemented self-checkout at the one that I seem to like the most in Springfield, Missouri. And they had four stations, so four people simultaneously could check out, and it's caught on. I can't believe it. So now half of the checkout stations are self-service, meaning you do it, your self-checkout. Instead of having an employee run your items through the register, you do it. But something else has happened. And now, in the front of the store, they have these flatbed carts that are filled with orders. And I counted them. At first, there were just a couple. Maybe 2 years ago. The last time I was there, a week ago, there were 50 flatbeds filled up with all kinds of things, with numbers on them, like number 27, 62, you know, great big signs that said, this is yours. This is number 26. And so what people are doing is they're ordering online. And so instead of having cashiers cash you out, they've got people running around the store picking up the items that you used to pick up. So you used to pick them up and put them in a cart. Now the cashiers are running around the store putting your items in the cart, and they have self-checkout for those who actually show up at the store. So now we are so lazy, John, that we don't even want to go shopping. So the employees will fill up a cart or a gondola or a flatbed with toilet paper, paper towels, and candy, and bottled water, and TVs, and, you know, these other items they sell. I don't understand. I guess I'm living in the wrong time. I kind of like looking at each item and making sure the box is not smashed, the can's not dented, whatever it is. I might look at five or six or seven or eight different items and compare them. Not anymore. Why go through all that hassle? All you have to do is get on your flat screen and click the items that you want, and the hassle of pushing that cart around, we'll let somebody else do that. Have you seen that where you are?
Absolutely, and it's one of those things that it's tough to see how that's going to survive the upcoming recession, because that labor cost has to be taken care of one way or another. With Walmart and their grocery department, you have to place an order for at least $35 to take advantage of that. Kroger charges a small fee. It's a larger fee if you want delivery to your house. But there definitely are certain advantages for certain people. You have limited mobility, things of that nature. You know, it's certainly a nice service to have, but again, it's additional costs. Just like all the delivery of menus of meals, including fast food, that's an additional cost over something that's probably on your way home anyway. And it's, like I say, with the next recession, I don't know how much of that's going to survive.
I know this is a tangent, John, but just to continue a little bit more, I decided that because so many states banned phosphate, and we have an old antique washing machine that has an agitator, I decided to get a lifetime supply of phosphate detergent or laundry detergent. So I looked on the internet, and I found that it was really hard to find. And Sam's Club was always running out of what a product called Wind, W-I-N-D, Fresh, 35 pounds. And it was $16, I think, maybe $16.48. But if you had a Sam's Club membership that was like their deluxe membership, you had free shipping. So I ordered, I can't believe this, I ordered 35-pound buckets of Wind Fresh from Sam's Club in Springfield, Missouri, for $16 and change per bucket delivered. And I used the tax zone where our town is, which is one of the lowest in the state of Missouri. It's, I think, 6.1 versus 8-point-something percent in Springfield. So I had it delivered. I paid less tax for it. And they shipped 35-pound buckets for free. It makes no sense. No sense at all. So I decided, what exactly did I pay? Was it $16.48? I wasn't sure of the exact change. So I looked it up. It just went up to $18.13. Because I think Sam's Club figured out, we can't do this anymore. We can't be shipping for free. Have we lost our minds? So they're trying to recover some of that cost. And then Walmart sells it for $32.95. Bottom line, class, is if you use that particular laundry detergent and you can get it for shipped for free, and you can engineer a billing address that is lower than where you buy it in the city, you'd be crazy not to. And that's what I do. And that's called tax avoidance. It's not illegal. Tax evasion is illegal. Tax avoidance, perfectly legal. Captain John?
Well, let's move into the financial end of the road, recession time. I've been saying for years that this next recession is the one that we don't get up from, and I still will not be able to tell you at what point people understand that this isn't just another recession like most of us have experienced several times over our lifetime. This article was posted on Zero Hedge just yesterday. There was a recent report from the New York Federal Reserve Bank with their latest recession indicator, and it rose to 32.9% in June, practically 33%. And just before the graphic, there's a quote from Lisa Shalit, who is the chief investment officer for Morgan Stanley Wealth Management. So this isn't an amateur person. This is a high-level professional. In the past, every time since 1960, that this index has breached 30%, a recession followed. And I'll just make one comment on that. If you look at the chart, then there was actually one time that it breached that back, looks like 1968, that it came down and there was not a recession for about 2 years. But if you look at the chart, every other time it has reached this level, we were already in a recession. But a recession can't be declared until you have two quarters of data showing negative GDP. Of course, with all the fake GDP numbers, that's even getting hard to tell as well. So you know, you, like I say, it's hard to use the past totally as an indicator, but this gets very, very close. We've seen so many, and I've brought many of these up, indicators over the last couple of years that have only been at those levels during a recession. But keep in mind, we've had tons and tons of new debt that has kept us from experiencing what we should have experienced long ago. And all of that new debt works up until a point, and that point is when you are no longer able to meet the debt service. And that's what many of these other articles are going to be talking about as well. The next two, National Debt Spiral and the PDF of the Treasury presentation, that's a link in that article, National Debt Spiral, I've talked about before, so I don't want to go too deep into that. Especially the Treasury presentation, it's not a very easy thing, even with the financial education. I put it up there just to show that, you know, this is the actual information and chart that the Treasury used, just so people don't say it's a made-up thing. And we're looking at, in just a few years, it can possibly vary a little bit, but, you know, about 4 years, we get to the point where from what we bring in taxes, it's not enough to pay for the interest on the federal debt. And I don't want to use those two articles any more in depth. I found another one at the end of June from John Malden. And he basically puts all government together, including Social Security and Medicare mandatory spending. So it uses the mandatory spending as a base. Defense is on top of that. And, you know, yes, we're paying more for defense than we should be because we're supporting the American empire. There's legitimate defense needs, and while we could reduce that some, we can't eliminate it. So defense is stacked on top of there, then interest, and then the non-defense discretionary spending. Then they run a line through that, tax revenue. And it turns out that, you know, we had a problem back, you know, when we had the crash in 2008, and that went along until it looks like about 2012 or so, where tax revenue wasn't enough to pay all the national interest, and then that went up for a little while to around 2014. And then tax revenue kind of leveled off to the point where around 2016, again, it was no longer able to pay for all of interest and the non-defense discretionary spending. And we'll continue on this sad journey when we get back.
Yeah, I got a couple quick questions. Shouldn't take too long to answer. I'm really curious about these two items. Captain John, I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, class, sometimes you wonder. You wonder just went wrong. What went wrong? During the break, I went into the kitchen. I grabbed a cup of coffee. And our two boys were in the kitchen. And I gave the closest one, as I was walking toward the coffee, gave him a hug. And I said, "Wow, you got bigger." And, you know, he lives here. I mean, I see him all the time. I said, "You got bigger." And he goes, "No, I lost 9 pounds. I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, I got circumcised." I never heard that before. So, John, you kind of wonder, right? What went wrong in the process? So here are my questions. Do you believe, in your opinion, that there's any gold backing our currency? Or is our monetary system just a concept, a belief, an illusion?
Well, we've gone into detail in this. The Treasury does a report on the federal gold holdings. Now, even if all the gold is there in Fort Knox, and I believe the New York Fed holds the rest, and even when you value it at today's prices of gold, not the $35 an ounce that they use, it's such a small amount compared to the massive amount of currency that's been created since 1971. It's all fictional. I've written where if we wanted to go back on the gold standard, I believe it was in the neighborhood of $30,000 an ounce is what gold would have to be valued at just to cover the currency in the world. The other way is to reset the value, in which case we'd have to reprint the money. And for every $100 Federal Reserve note you currently have, you'd get 10 cents. That's how much we've gone beyond what a gold standard would have constrained us to. And without that gold standard, you know, it's allowed this massive debt, it's allowed the massive wars, it's allowed the massive tech intrusion into our lives. I don't know how much further you want me to go on that.
No, that was the point, that we believe that a piece of paper or fabric with a dead president on it, for the moment, that says a 100 is worth 10 times as much as one that says 10 on it. We just believe that. But in actuality, it's just a concept. It's an illusion. It's just our opinion that there's more value with a 100 than a 10. I guess you and I are saying the same thing. The other question I have for you is, I just went down this rabbit hole last night looking at Social Security. I was looking at some YouTube videos, and there are these guys, and they're all saying a similar thing. Look, you know, if you wait until you're 70 instead of 66 to retire, you're going to get so much more money back from Social Security that you'd have to be almost crazy not to wait until you're 70. But the people who take their Social Security earlier are doing it because they don't believe Social Security is going to be funded, and they want to get what they can while they can still get it. That's my thought. What is your thought, John? And just quickly, do you think Social Security is going to be around 20 years from now?
Let me cover the taking it early. First off, you do get a good hit, permanent reduction in your Social Security benefits. But some people, and I'm one of those, that's my only option to have an income right now. So that's why a lot of people are taking it early. Some people are also taking it early because they believe that there's going to be a reduction, which has actually been in the news. And depending on which article you read, it's a 20 to 25% reduction. And I'll cover the rest of that when we get back.
Yeah. Yep. I'm looking forward to hearing about this because this is of concern to so many of us who listen to USA Prepares and who are in class with us today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The Trump administration proposing a new restriction on migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. DOJ and DHS officials say it would deny anyone who crosses the southern border the ability to seek asylum in the United States if they came through another country and did not seek asylum there.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden releasing his health care plan this morning, an expansion of Obamacare that would provide a public option for people to buy into. The former VP saying in a video that his plan is not a Medicare-for-all system, like some of his rivals propose.
I understand the appeal of Medicare-for-all. But folks supporting it should be clear that it means getting rid of Obamacare, and I'm not for that.
Estimates are the Biden plan would cost $750 billion over 10 years. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto-pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fox it. Oh, no, there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash. Oh, God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, class, I kind of took us on a tangent about Social Security. My question is it going to be around? John, your thoughts?
Well, first let me just say that the courts have already decided that the government is under no obligation to provide you any benefits. But unless Congress changes the current law, here's how it works. So long as they're working on the trust funds, until those are exhausted, which I think the last report was saying 2035, 2036, and I think that's way over optimistic. But until the trust funds are exhausted, you will get 100% of what Social Security says that you're due to receive. However, when those trust funds run out, and this is what I was referring to just before the break, it's somewhere around a 23% reduction in benefits across the board. Because at that point, Social Security is limited to paying out the amount that it brings in taxes. So under that definition, Social Security will be around. It cannot go broke. But the Ponzi scheme has reached the point where it can only pay out what it brings in, not what it's promised. After I finished this article, well, I got another article on Social Security that will explain some things. But the reasons I believe that some of this is way over optimistic is whether you look at the Social Security trustee report or the additional report that Professor Kotlikoff does every year, which is based on CBO numbers. Neither one of those scenarios have built into them job losses from the next recession, job losses from the upcoming automation, artificial intelligence, and robotics. And it also doesn't count as, you know, what happens if we reach the point where we can't find enough fools out there to buy treasury products in order to fund more debt. Because if the treasury auctions fail, then they will not be able to sell treasury products in order to get cash to pay out from the trust funds. Does that answer the question for you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and from my perspective, I'm glad I took it a little bit early. I didn't believe, no matter what they say, that they're going to be around, meaning Social Security. So I wanted to get what I could while I could still get it. And I'm not one of these guys that thinks, I'm not going to deal with the government. They have stolen money from me for my entire life. And when I say stolen, I mean stolen. And the reason I use that word is because given the opportunity to not participate, I would have not participated. But I had no choice. They took money out of my income because they had a gun to my head. Otherwise, I would not have participated. So I want it back. It's as simple as that. I want it back. And I'm going to try to live as long as possible, and I want Mrs. Finelli to live as long as possible to get as much as we can back from that theft. And that's how I look at it. John, do you think that that's an improper way of looking at it, or do you think that's accurate?
You know, I think the idea is to get what you can. However, if you are currently working and making more than about $15,000 a year and you're below the full retirement age, you probably do not want to take it because they confiscate 50% of every dollar you make above whatever their current cap is.
Right.
And if you are working, you're probably making more than what Social Security would be anyway. But otherwise, you know, whenever you can take it, I would take it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good.
We're on the link. We're already underwater. Just want to scroll down a little bit. And it has a chart adjusted to assume a 2020 recession. And when that happens, on this chart, by 2022, there is no longer enough tax revenue coming in to even fully fund mandatory spending, much less defense, net interest, and non-defense discretionary spending. And I believe this chart assumes that this recession would actually have a recovery, and even at that point, it only gets mandatory plus a little defense. There is no point past 2022 where it gets to be able to where it can pay interest on the debt, which is called default and causes all kinds of interesting problems. Let me run through some of these others real quick because I want to spend some time on the last one for what time we have left. Back in May, Professor Kotlikoff wrote an article, Social Security just ran a $9 trillion deficit and nobody noticed. And what he's saying is between last year's trustee report and this year's trustee report, Social Security is $9 trillion worse off than it was. And to put that number in perspective, if you take all of the wages, salaries, and commissions, that totals just a tad over probably $7 trillion now. So even if you took 100% of all that in taxes and you only applied it to the Social Security program, you still wouldn't have enough money to keep it from getting in worse shape. So that's the additional information on Social Security there. The pension debt spiral crisis is getting worse. The unfunded liabilities on those. And the reason that is more important right now is a lot of the Social Security and Medicare payments are in the future, whereas these pension plans are actually having to pay out now. And a lot of them have been patched. But with the next recession, that puts them so far underwater that they'll find out there is no patching. We've talked about zombies before. I just want to refresh memories on that. And this is another article from John Malden. And he talks about zombies and unicorns. The unicorns are these tech companies that have unreal market caps and no profit, if any, it's just unreal. But there is the latest report from Bank of International Settlements of 32,000 listed companies in 14 advanced economies. If a business is at least 10 years old and has been unable to cover their interest charges for three consecutive years, which that's a relatively low bar. They say that 12% of companies do not make enough profit to cover their interest. And companies, unlike countries, can't print money to get out of this problem. And before we get to the last article, I just want to bring up that we've hit the debt limit, I believe it was back in March, and Congress is getting ready to go on vacation up on the 26th and not due to come back until the shortly after Labor Day. The problem is that, and they know about this, and they're trying to work on a plan to extend the debt ceiling, is that the Treasury will run out of money before Labor Day because the deficits are getting worse. So that is one of the factors coming up this fall, the fight over the debt ceiling, plus all the funding for the government next year. And that leads us to the last article I labeled No Good Choices. And here's what will happen when real panic begins to unfold. And when you look at the chart, stocks, bonds, property, they go into this bubble, and then when that corrects, it tends to go down to a particular level. And when you look at where we are, it's at the most extreme point it's ever been. So what he's saying here is stocks will decline by 75 to 95%. Bonds will lose 90 to 100% of value because not only will companies not be able to pay their debt. There are some other governments, even countries, not able to pay their debt. And even when you look at the Great Depression, there were people that were heavily invested in municipal bonds that basically lost their entire fortune because the municipalities defaulted on their debt. Properties, 75% to 95%, and interest rates at 15% plus, you know, kind of reminiscent of the 80s there. And even cash is no longer certain. Our currency is worth practically nothing compared to what it was in 1913. The government technically owns the currency. They can pretty much do what they want with it. And even trying to protect yourself with gold or silver is problematic. You look at, again, 1933, FDR made owning gold illegal. There has been a precedent, and there's nothing to stop that from happening again. So there's not a lot of good options there. And I've talked about this several times this year. I believe it's going to get really bad here in the United States for a number of reasons. And that's one of the reasons I used the Bastille Day article today. We're already seeing how nasty it's getting when the Democrats aren't in charge. And even if Trump does win next year, which there are some scenarios where we could end up with, President Bernie, whoever comes after Trump, even if he's a Republican, is going to be another politician. And once the recession hits, we're probably going to see things like the Great Depression, where the voters turn everything over to the Democrats, and that's where it'll start to get real nasty and finish up when we get back.
Captain John Reagan's with us at the Financial State of the Union. .com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal.
deal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Just a very quick comment. I asked GCN to eliminate all of the USA Prepares owned commercials, which George, our chief engineer, did, and I really appreciate that. And, you know, it's because I'd rather have more talk time. But I've got to tell you, the commercial that Lily does, The Tax Doctor, I think is one of the absolute best commercials ever produced for radio. And I get a kick on it. And Mrs. Finelli came into the studio during the commercial. And I said, you got to hear this. And I said, is that one of the best? And she said, absolutely. So just my comments. Mark the Spark in Philadelphia. Welcome. You're on with Captain John Reagan.
Hello, gentlemen. And before I get started, you better hide all the flammables and combustibles. And it's good to be in presence with the great aggregator and the great aggravator.
Wait. Who's who? Hold it. Who's who?
John's the great aggregator. You're the aggravator.
Okay.
those are positives. So I'm in a dilemma. A dilemma. How you spell it? Okay. The truth with a capital T. Okay. So let's say that I wanted to ask you, Vince, if somebody attacked us, And then they denied it. They attacked us and killed some of our shipmates and wounded a whole bunch of others. And then they later denied it. Should you and I ever do business with them? Ever?
And we are absolutely certain that they attacked us?
Yes.
They attacked us. We know they attacked us. We're certain they attacked us. They denied the truth that they attacked us. Should we do business? Absolutely, positively not.
Okay. Now let's go further. Let's say there are those also our shipmates, and this is in the present now, also on our shipmates, you know, our shipmates, our fellow shipmates, and we're in the midst of a storm, and it's coming at from every direction at us, and we're doing our best to keep the ship righted, you know, to keep it from going down, right? And there's been a call, all hands on deck, all hands on deck. We think every one of our shipmates are up on deck helping us, trying to fight this storm to make it through it. But then later we discover that there's some of them missing. And they're down in the hold, drilling holes in the hull. We're taking on water. Not from the storm, but from our fellow shipmates. Now, this is an analogy.
Yeah,
so back
that's
to the
a darn
deal about
good one.
Doing business. Here's the deal about doing business with the enemy. So you and I wouldn't do business with somebody who had attacked us. We would consider them an enemy. But what about our fellow shipmates? Should we do business with those shipmates we find out who are doing business and promoting the very enemy that attacked us and hurt us before, killed many of our fellow shipmates and wounded many others? Should we do business with those we consider shipmates? Should we do business with them?
Of course not. And here's the proof. I stopped doing the meetups because of exactly those guys with the drills.
Exactly. So I'm in a dilemma because...
Wow, that's interesting. What are those tones?
Hello?
You still there, Mark?
I'm here.
Okay, we keep hearing tones. You're in a dilemma because?
Well, because I'm discovering that there are those in our midst who are doing business with the enemy. Now, they act like they're not. I don't know if they've been bamboozled, if they've lost their mind, or if they are knowingly doing business with the enemy. And I won't do business with the enemy. And anyway, in the name of truth with a capital T, truth with a capital T supports our families and our communities for multiple generations, so that we could all have better lifestyle, better, hopefully a better life for all.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mark and Captain John, but IBM did business with the Nazis. They built machinery to count how many people were being imprisoned in the concentration camps, IBM. Ford did business with the Nazis, and the Bush family, as in Junior and Senior, their family did business with the Nazis. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yep, that's correct. Well, so we have big names. Ford's pretty big. IBM's pretty big, or they were. And the Bush family, pretty big in politics. And they all did what you are talking about, doing business with the enemy, which is treason.
So I pose that question to you. I'll leave you with that, Vincent. And thank you.
Mark, the spark. So are you the agitator? Well, Captain, we ran out of time. Again.
I'm shocked.
Thanks. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm looking forward to doing it again and again and again. My dear friend, Captain John Reagan, the Financial State of the Union.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.